Okay, here we go. We have a debt. We have a debt that we have to repay. We have a debt, the end of Siman Reishin Ayin Vav. We have began a new topic. The new topic at hand is a very interesting topic, which we're going to get to. We're going to, I guess, touch upon it afterwards, whatever time we have left. But I want to just finish up the debt we have, Sif Hei. Sif Hei in Siman Reishin Ayin Vav goes and talks about the Arotzois Korois. Yeah? Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Ba'arotzois Korois. Siman Reishin Ayin Vav Sif Hei. So, you have these cold, cold places. The question is, what could you do? You're allowed to ask a guy to turn on a flame, make a fire, b'shvil hakatanim. Yeah? So, that's cold places. The question is, what's the big heter? It's not a big heter. For katanim, they're like a choy l'shem sakana. So obviously you're allowed to go and ask a guy to do something for you. So the answer is, obviously it's going to depend how cold it is. Aratzis Karis, even if it's not so cold, even a minimal cold, that will be discomfort. For a child, you're allowed to go and ask a guy to go and turn it on, which any Amir Lakum Shaila, you always ask. First Shaila is, are there any children, because they are the biggest savior. They don't have to be your kids, it can be anybody's kids. Just get a kid, and then almost anything can become mutter. So for Amir Lakum, it's a machlekes. It's either the most machmir shita is only until two, and then four, and then some say six, seven. It's really going to depend. So I was just talking to a big rav in Queens who told me four. The Shmir Shabbos says six, seven. Yeah, one shita says nine. We don't generally, whatever. And then the Arlet Zion, Rebbe Zion Abba Shaul, he goes and he writes, it's a din gadol. So long as you're under bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, you have the status of being a katan, and many svarim quoted just to disagree with it. That's taking it to a very far extent. So I would just, in the spectrum of playing it safe, four, you could be make until six, seven, within a lot of reasonable opinions to align. So, that's regarding what's a katan. So now, what's happened? We're in these cold places, and we're going and allowing you to get a goif to light for a katan. So obviously, it's not that going to be that cold. Continues the mechaber. Umutarn hagedoylum is chamin bay, and sorry, we're not getting too dramatic yet. And the gedoylum can be nana from the malacha done on behalf of the ketanim, even though they don't have a head to do it for themselves. Continues the mechaber. Afilu b'shul hagedoylum mutter. Even if it's for gedoylum, you're allowed to get a guy to put on the fire. Im hakar gadol. If it's very cold, yeah. Shakol choylum eitzel hakar. Or Hakol Choylem Eitzel HaTzina. Tzina is, right? Tzina and Pachim. Hakol B'Yidei Shamayim Chutz MiTzina and Pachim. Cold. Everyone gets sick from cold. V'loy Ka'oisim Shanoigim. Well, we're going to actually talk about what does that mean. Yeah? V'loy Ka'oisim Shanoigim Heter Afa B'Shein HaKar Godol B'Yem Ahu. And the Mechaber actually comes against those who are Mekel even though it's not so cold. So what's clear? It has to be so cold. Okay. So now, what does that mean? What is cold? How cold is cold? And what's this wording? Says Rebbe Zion Abba Shaul, says many other poskim, it has to do with, well, it seemingly says, has to do something about sickness, and it has to do with cold. So if it's cold, that will make you sick. How cold is that? Exactly. Yeah, meaning, I don't know what the answer. That means it's going to be cold, it's going to get sick, right? So, how cold is it outside when your mother told you, you must put on a coat, you could get sick? Right? What's going to be the litmus test? How are you going to be koveh la halacha? How cold is cold to warrant and allow you to go and get a guy to do something? So, obviously, again, if it's for katanim, the threshold is going to be many degrees higher, right? Many degrees higher. We're going in temperature, and you'd be allowed to get a guy, even if it's not freezing cold. That's really the first part of the mechaber. Now, what are the askedoylem? What are we going to have to rely on? People who are of age, what do we have to rely on? And when does this heter apply? And how far does this heter apply? So, one direction is the wording, hakol choylem eitz latzina. What does that mean? So, it's very interesting to note that it doesn't say you'll get sick. Right. It doesn't say you're going to get sick. It says, regarding coldness, people are sick people. How would you explain that in English? I just translated word for word. Regarding sickness, people are like sick people. Regarding coldness, people are like sick people. That's not a normal English sentence. How would you try to describe that? So this is where the Achrenim diverge. Rabbi Tzion Abishol and others, and many others try to make it very concrete, very clear. If it will get you sick, then it is something that... What do you want to do? A suffix. So, suffix derabanan. It's a suffix derabanan. It's a... No, they has to be under 32 degrees, under 0 degrees Celsius. Yeah, I don't know how they know this. Again, freezing. Why? I mean, our threshold is hypothermia. No, I'm trying to be devil's advocate here. So, Rabbi who shall remain nameless of the Kohel gets sick every Sukkot. He gets sick. So what? What's the heter of not focusing? We have to explore that one. So let me share with you Aruch HaShulchan. And this is how my Rebbeim definitely explained this halacha. And it's definitely an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan goes and he ends off as follows. Yeah? B'medinos HaTzvoinios. In the northern countries. Yeah? As an aside, who's talking in the Mechaber? Help me out. No. Who's talking in the Shulchan Aruch? Rabbi Yosef Cairo, who lived when he wrote this, he lived... Right. So either he lived in Tzfas, but he may have written it while he was still in Turkey. Neither one of them are Poland, are Germany, are Lithuania, are Norway, are Holland, all these... Right. I mean, you want to go and tell me the threshold is very, very freezing cold. Right? Ba'aratza is koris, right? Like we find in the Ramah. The Ramah very often in Dalaminim, you go through Dalaminim, the Ramah is Mako on every kula possible. Because in Varsha, circa the 1500s, there wasn't a plethora of Dalaminim. All the stories with the Rebbes, and there's only one, and they're Mavater to give it to someone else, one set of Dalaminim. So he was Mako, whereas Mechaber, he lived in a different region. There was a plethora. There was so many options of dalaminim. So he wasn't soymech on all these kulas and all these rishonim b'shas hadchak. It wasn't a shas hadchak. Just go to your backyard and take off from your coconut tree another lulav from your, what's the big deal? So here, this is where it gets very interesting. And this is where, you know me, I love a little history, geography. Anything you're going to say to try to make the threshold of coldness. Extremely cold, because he says, Ba'aratzes Kores, right? So he was referring to places that he heard of, not necessarily where he's from. That's what he'll say. Because even in Tzfas, it doesn't get that cold. Yeah? Okay. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Yud Beis, he ends off with these words, v'kasha l'achria, it's very hard to clearly decipher, clearly rule, masai nikra hakar gadol, u'masai nikra einar gadol. U'b'mdina seinu, in Navarduk was quite northern, was quite cold, b'yarche teves u'shvat, during the months of January, February, hakar gadol ma'oid. Then it's very cold. V'efsher ligdor brazeh gedor borer. And it So now what? He's stating his opinion. Yeah? He said it's very hard to clarify what's the cutoff. And now he says, seemingly, this is his way he goes. Not everyone's created equal. Right? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men regarding this halacha are not created equal. Anyone? Okay, amazing. Thank you. So, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. And this is corroborated, this is supported by the Shprach of Eitzel Hatzina. It's not that you will get sick. Right? Hakol will become choylim because and due to the cold, it's regarding cold, you are a choylim. Regarding cold, whatever that threshold will be, you become unable to bear. And that could be relative to the scenario. This is where, you know, Torah is not a loymin ha-shamayim, and it was nitna le-basar v'dam, and akol lefi rois eni adayin, to go and decipher how big of a need. So, comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, when you have the heter, you don't even have to do any remes. It's a bona fide heter. So, let's go for the gold, yeah? 6 weeks ago, it was 5 degrees on the Shabbos. Yeah, we all remember. Then you realize every part, every draft that you have in your home, right? Okay, anyone who has drafts is smiling. Because, yeah, we definitely saw it in the Davis home. You find out every draft you never knew you had. When it's 5 degrees outside, you find out. Yeah? So let's say your heat would not work. So that's for sure. You run to any guy you need for an adult, for just adults. Don't get kids involved. Don't get any sick people involved. No elderly. Adults. And you tell them straight, please turn on my heat. What's the heter? How could you go and do such a thing? The answer is, it's a straight sif in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Reish Ein Vav, sif hey. Hakol choylem eitzel hatzina. And therefore, we all are allowed. Fine. Now the question is going to be, when it's 40 degrees outside, and again, very often, every good rabbi avoids the shayla. That's a klal, right? If you don't have to be machriya between the tzadim, so you suggest a solution, even though the questioner didn't ask for a solution, they asked for a psak, right? But you say you should bundle up, and you say you should come to my house. But I didn't answer the shayla. If it's 45 degrees, rabbi, can I go and get the heat turned on via a guy? So I would too. I would say, you want to borrow a coat? Because, you know, you are walking into a suffix, and we don't want to do an Issa Rabbanan unnecessarily. And if it's not freezing cold, but if there's a child, obviously 45 is for sure enough to be making.
So, like, you would like a sick person, do you have to say it with a hint?
No, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can say it straight. Straight, straight, straight. Fine. Next. Can we flip it the other way around? The din was said specifically regarding coldness. Can it be applied the other way around? If it's hot. So, if you're really a textual guy, the din was only said regarding the cold. You have no right to go and extend it further, because if you want to get textual, right, and you want to source every din, and you're going to go and tell me I'm allowed to get my mazgan, my air conditioner turned on, off of this sif?
He could have just added two words and be like, also hot.
And he didn't.
Right.
Oh, so you're saying that's a reason not to?
Yeah.
Good. That's one side of the coin. Great. I'm with you. Fine. Well, so you can go to a cellar that's made with stones, and it will be much, much cooler than above ground with wood. No, you therefore should not be able to go and get a guy, because you can find a solution. It's a natural solution. By the freezing cold, it's cold everywhere. By the boiling hot, yeah, if you're in your attic, so go to the main floor. And if it's too cold on the main floor, go to the basement. It'll start getting a little bit cooler at every floor. So can you go Maybe we should go and demand, fan yourself with anything you can, right? Fine.
Even if you hold, like, not by hot, you mean it in, like, a shul, like, they have a guy that's, like, do you have
right, so shul might be a mitzvah derabin. So next man, after Pesach, we're going to be touching that very scenario. What's allowed on a Tuesday? Can I tell you pick the Goyish name? I don't want to get into any trouble. What? Ah! Oh, you pay attention. Exactly. So by the introduction to Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz's shir, so someone who may look like me said over a story that it was Shabbos Chazon. Shabbos Chazon, right before Tisha B'Av, it was 95 degrees. 95 mamish. And the AC went off. So, I went to get a goy. Let's see if I can defend myself. Here we go, yeah? So where does it come from? Where does it come from? And I had a Rebbe used to say, well, if I did it, it's a Maisa Rav. So, I'm not on that level, and I hope to never get to that level. But, I'll tell you that there's definitely a basis for it. It starts from a tshuva, the Minchas Yitzchak, quoted by the Shmir Shabbos LaAlacha. Quoted by the Shmir Shabbos LaAlacha. He goes and he says as follows. There's a Gemara in Ksuvas that goes and says there was a conversation that happened between Rebbe and Antoninus. Fascinating way to build a tshuva. Yeah, fascinating. It's a Minchas Yitzchak. You can look it up yourself. It's in Chelek Gimel, a Minchas Yitzchak. The shul has one, the Koil. Here in Beis Torah Tefillah has a set. Chelek Gimel Simen Chaf Gimel. Simen Chaf Gimel. Says as follows. There was a conversation that goes and says that Antoninus was going on a trip and he asked Rebbe for a bracha and Rebbe goes and says you should be saved from all cold. And Antoninus answers back, that's a bracha? What type of bracha is that? And Rebbe answers back, you should be saved from heat, excessive heat. He says, oh, that's a bracha. We see a precedent that heat is worse than cold. And, you know, there's definitely a lot of logic to it. Because there's a simple solution when it comes to cold. When it comes to cold, you just put on more layers. If it's 100 degrees, the reverse will never help you. If it's 105 degrees, you could do whatever you want and have as little clothing as possible. You will never get more relief than whatever the threshold of discomfort is. Again? Yes. No. The wording of the Gemara, Rebbe in the Gemara, he says, oh, and Sina. Parsha Zohar, here we go. Yeah, no, I don't know. And was Rebbe fighting Amalek? We can get excited. Yeah. I hear. Rashi, one of Shatam Rashi, his car. Car is, cold. 100%. Okay. Bottom line, check out the tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak. He goes and he's makel that Hasvara Noisenes. It's very logical. That if we're going to be makel because of the discomfort of freezing cold by boiling hot, you can be makel. Again? So he says it's not, you just ask choyli. He obviously is learning choyli as not actual sickness. Because eitzel ha, hakol choylim eitzel ha, right? Obviously, he's understanding it's not literal. He's head on disagreeing with the slew of Achorinim who go and say it's actual must get sick, 32 degrees, 0 degrees Celsius. Obviously, he disagrees. And the Shmir Shabbos, the cool part about Shmir Shabbos is that he actually writes in the beginning, this is not a cool thing. Yeah, Shmir Shabbos says he goes to the Minchas Yitzchak and he writes, the Shmir Shabbos who writes in his Akdama that most hakdamas, they say, please don't rely on me la halacha. Right? It's lahalacha v'loy lamaisa, all the special ways you're supposed to relieve yourself of any responsibility of anything you wrote in the sefer. You write in the beginning, this is lahalacha v'loy lamaisa. Please don't rely on it, and you should check with the halachic authority. He writes in the beginning, everything I wrote in the sefer, you can rely on. And Rav Shlomo Zalman looked over the whole sefer. So, with that in the back of our minds, he goes and he writes, "B'machem that there's a shrav." Anyone speak Ivrit? A shrav is a heat wave. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, they're very common. You can get a spell, a heat spell, and it can be 95, 100 degrees across the whatever, 30 degrees Celsius. Then you're allowed to go and ask a goy. So he sets the bar very high. He doesn't just say any discomfort. He says shrav. It would be the reverse of kor gadol. You're allowed to go and ask a goy to go and do it straight. Who else says it like this? I mean, Chas Yitzchak, who else? The Sha'ar Mitzuyan Ba'alacha. Anyone ever heard of him? Rev Broin. So he goes and he says the same thing as well, which definitely, there's water line, Yeshal Mi Lisvoich. Then welcome again. What's the exact cutoff? Is 88 degrees warrant this heter? I'm going to tell you the words of the Aruch HaShulchan. That it's very hard to be kaveya an exact point of where the heter will apply in either end of the spectrum. And I want to end off with one fascinating thing, which is truly fascinating. The Kaf HaChaim of Sfardi fame. He goes and he writes at the end, the very last piece. He goes and he says, "Vida the chol hani shrav yusa the shikasav alavush magen avram shenagul lahalka b'chamimus based acharif, that you're allowed to go and get something to be heated up because it's so cold." Dafka ba'arotzis Ashkenaz. He was Iraqi. Yeah, the magen avram lived in Gumbin. The lavush lived in Prague. Sheish lahem kor gadol av b'shar arotzis shein lahem kriyos kol kach. Godel, Chalila Lahakel, he writes. Chalila Lahakel. V'chein ha-machmer, v'chol ha-machmer in yonim elu, l'chabit es ha-shabis, he ends off like this, Yarichu Yamav Ushnoisa. So, you want to get brachas, go for it. Kaf HaChaim is giving out brachas. Nevertheless, if it's cold, very cold, if it's very hot, there's definitely what to rely on, there's no shayla. The gray area is going to depend on the person's confidence in their discomfort. And if a person is truly discomforted, there's what to rely on to do Amir Lakum straight. And when there are solutions, such as putting on a few more layers, or it's not that bad, I know I can go spend the rest of Shabbos in the other room that has the AC on, those type of shaylas. I have one room. Must I go to my bedroom for the whole duration of Shabbos because it's the one AC that actually works? If that's plausible, you'll definitely get brachas in the Kaf HaChaim, but there would be what to rely on if a person is in a lot of discomfort. And we'll continue with Hashem next time with Amir Yisrael.